What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2013, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and another weekend of worrying about what are those maniacs going to do now? Absolutely. Today is also the 100th anniversary of the sinking of RMS Titanic. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, this is a lump of coal salvaged from the wreck site. It's part of the What Really Happened debris collection, world famous that is, and my wife got that for me as a Christmas present one year. I'd been really bad, so I got a lump of coal in my stocking, but it was a lump of coal from the Titanic. Now then, a little bit of personal bragging before we get into the heavy news here. As you probably remember, not too long ago, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth held a contest to design a new ad concept for their latest campaign to raise public awareness about the issues surrounding 9/11. And today it was officially announced that the What Really Happened entry did make the top 10. So getting a coffee mug and a T-shirt. And there is a cash component to the prize, but I have donated that back to AE 9/11 Truth to help fund this ad campaign. And I'm issuing a public challenge for everybody else who won in the top 10 to match me on this. So if you're listening to the show and your entry made it to the top 10, it would be, I think, a really good idea to just simply say, here, take the money, use it to get whatever ad you're going to get out there. Now, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, so far, nothing has happened in terms of North Korea firing nuclear attacks at everybody, which is what we were hearing last week. It's going to be a nuclear attack. It's going to be a nuclear attack. Actually, they're testing a missile, which they need to do because they have not had a lot of luck with their missiles. And it's just a test. And the U.S. is just trying to turn this into a big crisis. And everybody's on standby and the military's on high alert. And they've got an Arleigh Burke just cruising off the mouth of Pearl Harbor here, ready to fire its standard missiles at the evil incoming North Korean nuclear weapon. And, of course, North Korea is not going to start a nuclear war with the United States of America. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. This is the United States trying to gin up another reason for another war that can convince the war-weary American public to throw more of their money and their children into yet another part of the world that the United States feels they need to be in charge of here. Now, a United States U.S. Navy admiral has come out saying not to worry because the United States can intercept any ballistic missile launched by North Korea. Well, that's true. Why is everybody making a big deal about it? That's your job to do that. We know that's bluff and bluster. We know that the Patriot, which they have deployed over there in South Korea, had an abysmal record of success during Desert Storm. They were proclaiming 90% success. Then it turned out they were hemming and hawing. So, well, it was about 50%. An analysis of the final numbers from Desert Storm showed it's actually between 10 and 15%. So it's another one of these very expensive, bloated U.S. weapon systems that really aren't effective. But this admiral's out there saying, yes, we can intercept any North Korean ballistic missile that is headed for the United States of America. And now they're claiming North Korea has a brand new missile that can reach the mainland U.S., although nobody's seen it and it's never been tested. So the likelihood that it's actually there and deployable, of course, is nil. When we come back from these commercials, I'm going to respond to the admiral and basically dig into exactly what he's saying and why it's not as positive as he suggests. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about a statement made by Admiral Samuel Locklear. He's the commander of the United States Pacific Command. He's a local boy right here on the island of Oahu. And he's out there saying that if North Korea launches a ballistic missile as an intentional attack against the United States, and on that highly fantasized model that could actually reach anywhere, that the United States can successfully intercept it. Okay, let's hold them to that. Let's take them at its word. Because if there is a loud explosion anywhere that's blamed on North Korea, then the entire U.S. ballistic missile defense system turns out to be a complete waste of money. And worse, that would be strike two. Because my parents' generation were forced to pay $5 trillion, and that's back when a trillion was really a lot of money, before all this quantitative easing made trillion, who cares? And they paid $5 trillion, my parents' generation, for America's nuclear deterrent. We were all told it was okay for the United States to have all these nuclear bombs and submarines and cruise missiles and Minuteman and Trident and Polaris and all the rest of that as a deterrent to deter nations from attacking us. And everyone out there right now screaming that thus and such a nation is about to attack the United States is in effect admitting that America's nuclear deterrent is not a deterrent and is therefore another complete waste of taxpayer money. So, this is what all of this screaming and yelling really means. If North Korea launches a missile at the United States or its allies, meaning an intentional attack and not just a test that's being exploited for fear-mongering, then the U.S. nuclear deterrent is a failure, demonstrably, and should be scrapped, and that money spent on the American people. Put it back into Social Security and Medicare. If there is an intentional attack by North Korea, and it actually hits a valid target, that proves the United States ballistic missile defense system is also a total failure and should be scrapped and that money spent on the American people. Politically, this is a no-win for the U.S. government. If anything happens at all, it's going to be interpreted as a complete and utter failure of all the military spending for the last three generations. Now, North Korea is still out there bluffing and blustering and trying to talk tough and saying that if there is an attack on North Korea, they plan to include Japan in the area of response and retaliations. And basically, this is an expression of North Korea's frustration over Japan's close coordination with the U.S. in terms of the strengthening of sanctions against North Korea. Now, we're seeing an interesting article. This is over at Investment Watch blog saying that North Korea is a distraction, and the real goal is to justify the shifting of more and more weapons, including nuclear weapons, within range of China and Russia, which does seem to make a great deal of sense. We know that the United States really doesn't care one way or the other about North Korea. North Korea is the stepping stone to a war with China, and war with China is on the agenda in order to politically and, most importantly, economically isolate China from the rest of the world so that gold-backed yuan is no longer a threat to the U.S. dollar as the global reserve trade currency. It's all about the bucks. You people in uniform, this is what you're being asked to risk life and limb for, to prop up the Federal Reserve dollar in the international marketplace. That's it. That's the real agenda. You're not ridding the world of terrorism. You're not out there killing people who hate America for their freedoms. It's all about propping up Ponzi scheme banking. That's it. That's what your life is on the line for. And I know you know it. That's why you're all chowing down on those antidepressants that are driving you wacko at the same time here. Meanwhile, a Chinese Air Force officer has gone public suggesting that this new flu that is running rampant all over China is a product of U.S. government biological warfare. Now, it may seem a little bit out there, but it would hardly be the first time the United States was caught out using biological warfare against places like Cuba and other nations in South America. There was a little scam that was going on how America's banks would loan a whole bunch of money to these South American nations. And then the CIA would go in and engage in industrial sabotage and crop poisonings so those nations couldn't pay back the money in a timely manner. And from that point on, those nations were under the control of the United States. Do what we say or we'll call in the loans and repossess everything. And we know that a lot of these recent flus are clearly splices between multiple sources. Pig flu, human flu, bird flu, all mixed together in a giant blender over there at Fort Detrick. So everybody's waiting to see if North Korea is going to drop a bomb on the United States. And because we're all looking over at North Korea, we didn't realize it earlier today when Barack Obama dropped a major bomb on the United States in terms of his new budget that he was required by law to deliver to Congress today. And a lot of people are already saying it's a non-starter. It doesn't really address the problems. It's little more than Obama making another policy statement. And again, as expected, it's going to replace the sequestration with targeted cuts, which are targeted on social spending. Major cuts to Medicare, major cuts to Social Security, which is what the Republicans wanted, and Obama, a Democratic president, is handing it to them. And I want to hit a point here that I've mentioned before. That money in the Social Security Trust Fund is not government money. It is your money, deducted from every paycheck you ever received, which the government was supposed to manage, invest, and give back to you on your retirement. It's your money. It's not their money. But the U.S. government has been borrowing the cash from Social Security, most heavily during the Clinton administration, and now they can't pay it back. Now, the government may call it austerity, but this is in reality a default by the U.S. government against the American worker. It is, by any reasonable definition of the word, theft, stealing, robbery. You're being mugged by Uncle Sam. And the fact that it is the government doing the stealing does not make it any less a crime against the people. So Obama is out there cutting the social spending. He is basically claims he's going to raise additional revenues by closing tax loopholes for the rich. I can't wait to see him try and get that one through Congress. And that's one of the reasons observers are saying this is never going to fly. It's never going to fly. All right, we got a caller on the line, Alex in Vancouver. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I've got a question, and something's bothering me, and I just want like you to put some light on it, please. All these nations that have been invaded by the United States and other countries to force them back onto the petrodollar, for instance, Gaddafi, Libya, Saddam Hussein, Iraq, Ahmadinejad, Iran, the guy down in Mali, Tunmani Touré. Why do you think in today's modern days of social media do we not hear these leaders going on air and saying, you know, the U.S. is invading us just because of the petrodollar. They're stopping us wanting to deal in the euro, or they're stopping us wanting to trade in gold. Why do you think we never hear them standing up and speaking out about why they're being invaded?
Well, we do. Maybe not from the leaders themselves, who have other things to do, like dodging cruise missiles and drones. But certainly people within those nations and within those governments are out there on the social media. America, of course, tries to drown it all out with their online propagandists. We know that the U.S. government has invested millions of your tax dollars in special software that can create thousands and thousands of fake Twitter identities, fake Facebook identities, and they'll have an operative who will type something into a keyboard, and it immediately shows up in the social media, appearing to come from 1,000 separate independent people. In fact, I was watching the Twitter feed last night regarding North Korea, and you know, a lot of people coming in saying it's just overblown, it's another Saddam's nukes and so forth, and interspersed with it was this constant flood of, you know, North Korea's targeting Hawaii, North Korea's going to do this, North Korea's going to... And the disparity between these two points of view is so obvious that you realize there's no continuum. There's the real public who's tired of war and tired of being lied to start wars, and they're the hired online propagandists. Most world leaders do not actually get on the social media. They hire somebody to do it. Barack Obama does it. Barack Obama has his own Twitter account, but he himself does not type into it. It's been turned over to a private company that posts tweets supporting White House policy onto Barack Obama's Twitter account. He himself is not out there with his little smartphone tapping messages in between his golf strokes. Yes. And so there's a great deal of noise out there. There's a great deal of jamming that is going on as they try and take control of the public perception. The good news is they're losing. Based on the reaction of the U.S. government in this run-up to war with North Korea, it is clear to me that the internal polling is coming back completely opposed to yet another war in yet another nation on the other side of the world that doesn't really seem to be a threat to us. So, that's my answer to that situation. People are putting the truth out there. The government is trying to shout them down, but it is getting out there.
I just have a very strong image in my mind of Saddam Hussein being in the prosecuting box in court, standing up in court, waving his finger in the air, screaming very angrily about his case. But you never actually ever saw a transcript of what he was saying.
That's exactly right. And then they hung him and they silenced him. And yeah, they never get their day in court. We got to take a break.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. Now, if you're watching the corporate media, they've got their pom-poms and short skirts out there. The stock market hit a new record. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And I think it is a cause for a great deal of alarm when they're treating the stock market numbers like they're sporting scores. And we understand why they're doing that. It's the only thing they can hold up to claim that the economy is still working. And the economy is still working, but only for the 1%. I understand that the March retail sales numbers are coming out, and they're abysmal. And they're already trying to blame it on the weather. Oh, all those snowstorms and the ice and snow kept people at home, and it's all the fault of global warming. And they're starting to just string all the lies together in the hope that you just will scratch your head and say, I can't figure this out, and you'll just go on with the agenda. Now, there's a very alarming development we're beginning to see. And this is an article, derivatives managed by megabanks threaten your bank account. All depositors, secured and unsecured, may be at risk. And what this is, we have been talking for a long time about the problem with the derivatives, the credit default swaps. And the problem with these credit default swaps, in fact, with all derivatives, is when you win, you can win big. And that's where all these hedge fund managers that just made billions and billions of dollars out of thin air. They were riding the economy on the way up, And as long as the economy was doing well, the derivatives were never cashed in, the credit default swaps were never cashed in, rather, and nobody had to worry about it. And derivatives are unregulated. Remember, we were talking the other day about how credit default swaps are like a fire insurance policy. But whereas with regular insurance, you can only insure assets you own, and the insurance company has to have enough cash to pay a claim, derivatives can be sold to anybody against any financial transaction. And it's this huge runaway open-air gambling casino. And right now, Wall Street's exposure on credit default swaps to Europe's debt is estimated somewhere around $90 trillion. And they don't have that kind of cash when Europe falls apart. So now we are getting word that derivatives obligations are going to be put at the highest priority in the event of a bank or investment company failure. They're going to be at the very top, even if that means going into the accounts of depositors or investors at those institutions. They're trying to codify that they're going to simply cover these derivatives by looting the people. That's their solution, and they're trying to wrap it in the aura of this is the law, and it's legal, and therefore you should not complain because it is the letter of the law. Well, you know something? Everything the Nazis did was the letter of the law. But we know it was not the right thing to do. If simply saying this is the law makes it okay for the Nazis or Stalin to do what they're doing, let's stick with the Nazis. If saying that it's legal, it's the letter of the law, makes it okay, then why did we go to war against them? And so that is what is being prepared by Wall Street against the American people. All your wealth are belong to us, is what they're saying. And it's all because of those derivatives. It was a very dangerous form of financial transaction. It was the duty and the legal and moral obligation of the federal government to hold this stuff in check, to regulate it. We had all these people like John McCain, deregulate, deregulate, the financial system is mature, they're responsible, they'll keep themselves in control. And look where we are right now. The system is going to implode, and the system is preparing to make it look like it's legal and right for them to simply transfer the losses onto you. And remember, that is a classic hallmark of a fascist economic dictatorship. Those who make money get to keep it. Those who lose money transfer the losses onto the people. That's what's been going on ever since 2008 with TARP and bailout this and bailout that, quantitative easing, all the rest of it. And over in Cyprus, they just dipped into savers' accounts, and they're getting ready to do it here. We know it's already in the budget plan for Canada for next year. This is the private central banker's final solution to the question of personal wealth. They're just going to take it all. Oh, we have to take your savings account. We have to take your retirement plan. We've got to preserve the safety and sanctity of the banks. No, we don't. The Federal Reserve is a private company. It is not, in fact, part of the government. And if it has driven itself out of business, it should just go out of business. Can you imagine, let's say, hypothetically, in your town, there's a pizza parlor. And because of bad business practices, they go bankrupt and they're hideously in debt. How would you react if those pizza delivery people started knocking on your door and saying, look, you got to chip in $100 to clear up this mess? Would you give them that money? Of course you wouldn't. It's nonsense. Let the pizza parlor go out of business and make way for a new enterprise with better management and social responsibility. If the Federal Reserve has driven itself out of business, let them go and make way for a state bank and state-created currency, money as a public utility. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the economy. And I think pretty much everybody understands that they cannot keep this fraud, this massive illusion of economic recovery going any longer. There is no recovery possible when you have a private central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. It is a pyramid scheme. It must collapse eventually. And as we mentioned before we went to the break, the final solution by the private central bankers is to simply go out and grab all the wealth that's out there under the excuse that they need it to balance their spreadsheets, their ledgers. And Congress will say it's legal for them to come in and steal your money. But that doesn't make it right. We know it doesn't make it right. We know that just because something is the letter of the law doesn't mean it's right. Every tyrant in history justified their abuses of the people by saying, this is the law, I'm sorry. And I remember this very funny scene out of the movie Time Bandits, where John Cleese is playing Robin Hood, and he's there sort of giving money to the poor, and standing next to him is this huge hulking thug, and every time one of the poor gets a handful of money and starts to turn away, the thug would just clout him on the face. Robin Hood says, does he have to do that? And he says, yeah, it's one of the regulations. show how absurd these things can be. Over at CNBC, Mark Faber saying a global recession is coming. Not much gray area in that one. Over at Investment Watch blog, economy is about to implode and this earnings season may ultimately make stocks tumbles. At this point, the earnings are becoming less and less a factor in the stock prices. We're in an era of open, blatant manipulation by the plunge protection team, by the high-frequency traders that are trying to create the illusion of demand that exceeds supply to drive the prices back up. And the gap between stock prices and their earnings is growing and growing. And that is a problem. There is a healthy price-earnings ratio, it's about 16, that is considered ideal for a healthy economy. And when your ratio starts getting higher and higher and higher, the market is considered overvalued. And right now, the American stock market is far more overvalued than it was leading into the crash of 1929. And this juggling act of plunge protection team and high-frequency trading, sooner or later, they're going to drop a ball. It's only a matter of time. It really is only a matter of time. The reality in the economy is there are more than 101 million working-age Americans who do not have a job. And that is a true measure of the decline of the economy. And like I said, forget all the TV news about soaring stock market and everything. Just take a walk through your local shopping mall or down the main street of your local town. Look at all the retail closings. Look at all the homeless. Look at the deteriorated, dilapidated condition of buildings and infrastructure. And that will tell you the reality of this nation. The 1% are doing great. They love things the way they are. They're living lives of amazing wealth and privilege and power and fantasy. But for the nation, things are not good at all. And the warning signs are very, very clear. Despite all of the recent hiring in the food services industry, the reality is there isn't a jobs recovery. All they're doing is they're cooking the books. They're fudging the numbers. They're changing the rules and categorization so they can go on TV and say, oh, unemployment is only 7.2%. That really isn't very bad. And they're lying to you. They're lying to you as blatantly as they lied to you about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, as blatantly as they lied to you about global warming. Anyway, remember MF Global and how basically they kind of got away with doing what they do, and how John Corzine is just seems free from prosecution for what he's been doing? Turns out Eric Holder used to be a partner in the law firm that represented MF Global. Now he's the Attorney General. Gee, I wonder why the Department of Justice is running around saying, oh, we can't investigate and prosecute these bankers for fraud and corruption. I mean, it would destroy the economy as a whole if we were to do that. Well, Eric, the economy is already destroyed, unless you're a 1% money junkie. So that excuse really doesn't wash. If you allow these Wall Street predators to gut the national economy to make themselves a little bit richer and you don't do anything about it, they're going to go on doing exactly the same thing. Nobody got prosecuted for the mortgage-backed security fraud. So what's the result? Well, they're now doing student loan-backed securities, and they're bubbling that up. They're bundling and bubbling everything, security contracts, credit cards, anything they can think of, because it's a huge, fast moneymaker. And the Department of Justice is saying, oh, we can't touch it. We can't touch it. The economy will come down. The economy is coming down. You need to grab one of those bankers who was caught red-handed in fraud, whether it's the mortgage-backed securities, rigging of LIBOR, rigging of the gold and silver, and you need to string them up in the public square. And you do that, and I guarantee you, the banking establishment is all of a sudden going to realize that a certain amount of moral principle in their dealings might not be a bad idea. By the way, I want to take a little side note here. I'm not a big fan of reality television, mostly because it isn't really reality. As a matter of fact, one of the screenwriting news groups that I subscribe to sent around an ad for a class on how to write for reality television. You think about that one for a few minutes. But going around the dial last night, I stumbled across this show, The World's Worst Tenants. And I had seen it once before, and it seemed pretty bland. They were dealing with the kinds of issues that I had to deal with back when my parents owned a small apartment complex in Azusa, California, and I was their unpaid building manager. And so I had to deal with a lot of these same kind of issues. Last night's episode was a lot more spectacular with crashing boats and fireworks and the rest of it. But I was watching very carefully. A big part of what they were dealing with were individuals who were in these rental units, and they're struggling to meet their rent payment, and they've got like five or six people living inside the unit who are helping to pay the rent. And yes, it's technically illegal. It's a violation of the contract with the landlord. But these are all symptoms of this horrible economy, and especially for young people who have just come out of school hideously in debt, and there are no jobs with which to pay that debt. And you begin to realize it's not like these people want to live this way. The choice to live any other kind of life has been removed from them by the economic rules, by the religion of private central banking that we're all taught to believe in. And so while I understand that this guy who's, you know, working for the landlords has his job to do, and he seems to do it pretty even-handedly, I'm looking at a lot of those people who are crammed into these, you know, units, and they're sleeping on air mattresses and everything, and I'm realizing they did not choose to be there. They have been completely disenfranchised by our society. And I know the government's answer is, well, if you're tired of living like that, enlist in the military. We'll give you a decent bed and the chance to be blown to bloody bits for the glory of private central banking. Now, the Federal Reserve is out there with, you know, this sort of faux look of shame on their face and hanging their head down, because apparently the Federal Reserve sent out the minutes from the last interest rate setting meeting to Hill staffers and trade groups a day before it was supposed to be officially released. Now, this is very important, because these reports by the Federal Reserve, like government reports on crop productivity, can move the stock market dramatically. And so anybody on the Hill who got this report early, any of these trade groups who got this report early, were in a position to go down and make a huge amount of money on the stock market today. And that may be part of the reason why the market is exploding upward. And in this story that I saw over at MarketWatch, acknowledges this created a golden opportunity for some insider trading. And then they go on and say, oh, but there's no obvious evidence of it. Nobody's looked yet. And the Federal Reserve said, we're sorry, we didn't mean to do that. I don't think so. I think this is the insiders are taking care of each other. They're trying to loot the system for as much as they can before it all comes apart. So they're out there cheering about the stock market. It hit these record highs. It's still up there. It doesn't look like it's going to slow down before the end of the market. Huzzah, huzzah. Everything is fine. The stock market is up. If you're hungry and starving and you have no money, it must be your own fault, because look at the stock market. The economy is doing wonderful. How dare you question the private central bank and the government, who are only interested in what's best for the nation. Now, we have been talking about the obvious manipulation of gold and silver prices. And one of the things they do is they will take the price of physical gold, and they will take all of these gold futures contracts, and they will blend those prices together to get the gold and silver fix. And it has been documented. They have been overselling those gold contracts to drive the price down. They are desperate to keep your money in the banks and in the stock market. They can't let gold gain any ground on it. And we're hearing from all these people, well, like Goldman Sachs just came out and they're slashing their 2013-2014 forecast. Gold is going down. Take it from us. We wouldn't lie to you. Gold is headed down. Keep your money in the banks and stock market. Goldman Sachs is just doing God's work here, and we're telling you, you should sell your gold right now. Sell it cheap to us. Meanwhile, of course, over there in Europe, some of the banks there are unable to fulfill their gold delivery contracts. They're technically in a state of default. They're trying to buy off the contract holders with stacks and stacks of that freshly printed paper and ink stuff. We know that gold dealers down in India and Thailand have run out of new gold to turn into jewelry or bars or whatever that they're selling. There's a shortage there. Gold has just set a record high against the yen. So if it's declining in price against the dollar, that's another indication of manipulation. And silver is exactly the same way. They're out there with these contracts to drive the price down. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury has had to start rationing the silver eagles. They don't have enough silver to meet demand over there. And yet we're being told, silver and gold, nothing. Yeah, you know, you don't want to buy that stuff. Meanwhile, of course, the private central banks are grabbing as much as they can at these artificially depressed prices to make up the shortfall in the bullion vaults. Why is there a shortfall in the bullion vaults? One very good explanation is that all these gold futures contracts that were being sold to keep gold price artificially down, when they come due, the people who sold those contracts are leasing gold from the Federal Reserve and other bullion banks to complete their delivery so the commodities market doesn't implode. And now they can't get it back to return to the New York Federal Reserve, and that's why the New York Federal Reserve and these other bullion banks are sort of, shuffling their feet and looking askance when they say it's going to take 5 to 8 years to return the gold bullion that other countries have deposited there, like Germany. So, now then, got a caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I need to say one thing about reality TV. I watched Hell's Kitchen last night, and you know the thing is, Mike, I worked in the kitchen as a cook, as a dishwasher, prep cook, everything. And I will tell you one thing. That did not look like a kitchen being run. That looked like just stage showmanship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there was a huge scandal regarding the show Storage Wars, where one of the cast members had basically either left or been kicked off the show when he went public, that the producers were paying for breast enhancement for one of the female members to make her sexier on camera, and that the show plants those treasures that are found in those storage lockers, the really valuable things, are put in there in order for the cast members to discover and say, oh, look what we found in the Storage Wars. And it's triggered off a whole rush of people going out to these storage locker sales, not realizing that the really expensive treasures aren't really in there. Because if somebody is in financial trouble, the first thing they do is they go to their storage locker while they can still get into it, take out the valuable stuff, and sell it to try and keep things going. So it's just a big fraud. It's Busby Berkeley wishful thinking. I can buy a storage locker for $45 and find a genuine Rembrandt stuck there in the back. I remember my favorite episode for Storage Wars, back when I was watching it regularly, was Dave when he found this little violin and he looked inside and he saw the name sticker on the back that said Stradivarius, and he thought he'd found a Stradivarius, and it turned out it was just a cheap student's violin, because they all say Stradivarius inside because that's the design, not the builder. It's the Stradivarius design. And it was kind of nice to see him because he's so arrogant on the show. But this very little reel about reality TV, like I said, there's a solicitation for a class you can take to write for reality TV. And it is. It's the reason it is so popular with American corporate media right now is it is the least expensive show to put together to fill up that space between the commercials. And I keep thinking sooner or later it's got to run its course because it's just so boring and people are tuning out, but they can't afford to put anything else on there. Have you noticed that all of the top shows on American TV are now European productions? Game of Thrones, for example. And it's pretty abysmal out there.
Well, I got another I was sitting there listening to a video this morning that had come from my email, and it said, let's just say, are the Democrats done? And I just thought I sent an email back saying, if you're going to sell something, don't waste my time dragging on with an hour and a half video, because all he does, he's like, I'm going to tell you in a minute. I'm going to tell you in a minute. But never tells nothing, but just regurgitates everything I already know already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm just saying, if you want to sell something, don't waste my time.
No, they're already cranking up the propaganda for the midterm elections next year. And it used to be that we only had to worry about these campaigns a few months before the elections. Now it's a nonstop process of propaganda to try and get people to, again, get back into that paradigm of it's, oh, that's the Democrats' fault, it's the Republicans' fault. No, it's the system as a whole is the problem. But they're out there screaming. Hillary's already campaigning for 2016. I saw something go by the other day about how all of a sudden Hillary's the new media darling and they're spending all this. No, they aren't. It's all bought and paid for product placement. And Hillary in 2016 is the product. George, got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We will be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over at ZeroHedge.com, an article, The Secret FDIC Proposal That Puts Your Savings at Risk. This is another confirmation. They're saying that 4 months ago, before Cyprus even happened, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation the entity that is supposed to be protecting your savings account deposits put together a formal plan that is to decide which banks are systemically important, the too big to fail banks, and take control of those banks when they get into trouble. And once in control of the bank, the FDIC would write down your savings deposits in value, which is polite government speak for take your money. As part of the bank bailout, they would simply say, oh, you've got $100,000 in your savings account. It's only $25,000 now. That's the FDIC's new policy that's coming out. They drafted it 4 months ago before we started hearing out in public talk of haircuts, or in the case of Cyprus, castrations. They have been planning this for a long time. Remember, we found out that all this talk about using savings accounts to prop up these private central banks around the world was discussed at the G20 last September. Now, we're beginning to see more and more rhetoric surfacing regarding the growing, if you'll pardon the expression, struggle between the Western banking system and the BRICS nations. BRICS has sent a message to the world that they are growing beyond a mere inter-group trading regulator, resolver. And they're going to start projecting their influence out to the rest of the world. And they're going to launch their own central bank for funding. And it is, because it is a government central bank, it is there to serve the member nations and the people, not to enrich a bunch of private bankers. So this is a direct threat to the private central banking model. And these are the lines that are being drawn for the coming world war. And that's what it's really all about. The private central bankers have enslaved most of the world's population with the belief that a private bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is just the way it is supposed to be, even though it is the exact model of banking we fought a revolution to break free of. And anybody who stands up and says, you know, there is a better way to run a nation's economy for the nation, they get hammered. In 1811, the United States Congress, looking at the disastrous effects of the First Bank of the United States on the American people, refused to renew the charter. The head of the Rothschild banks threatened the U.S. government, renew the charter or you will be in a war. Congress said no. Next year, War of 1812. We'll be right back.